So, this morning, Martha Coakley and Charlie Baker turn their attention to one another. Both have lost big elections in the past, but one is sure to come out on top this year. WBUR's Asma Khalid takes a look at the challenges facing both.
Martha Coakley thanked her supporters and then wasted no time pouncing on her new opponent.
So, Republican Charlie Baker has a very different vision for Massachusetts. Charlie Baker believes that working families should be on their own when their children are sick or when adult parents need care.
In a swanky ballroom at the Fairmont Copley, she went on the attack, criticizing Baker for not endorsing earned sick time and universal pre-K. Baker, who celebrated his win at a more low-key locale, the Venezia restaurant in Dorchester, said Democrats haven't proposed any new ideas.
We have a detailed plan to create jobs from one end of the Commonwealth to the other. They don't. We have a plan to restore fiscal discipline and keep taxes low. They don't.
Most analysts say Baker is at a numerical disadvantage. He needs to court women and the unenrolled. 67-year-old Ben Thompson from Dorchester says Baker should also pay attention to minorities.
In 2010, he conceded the black vote and the Latino vote to Deval Patrick, which made sense in a way. He wasn't going to win that battle. This is a different election. It's a different candidate.
Thompson was celebrating Baker's win at the campaign party last night, but he admits he did not vote for Baker in 2010.
I was a Deval Patrick supporter 4 years ago. It was a black thing. Now it's not. Okay. Now it's the issue, not the party. That's why I like Charlie.
Thompson says he likes Baker's positions on welfare and prison reform and thinks the Republican could peel away some minorities who usually vote Democrat. A new WBUR poll shows 56% of people across the board think Charlie Baker is a strong enough leader to be an effective governor. For Martha Coakley, not as many people would say the same. And in fact, 38% do not think she is a strong enough leader to be an effective governor. The poll also suggests far more people see Charlie Baker favorably than unfavorably. That's not the case for Coakley. Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, the organization that conducted the survey for WBUR, says Coakley won last night, but the margin of victory is cause for concern.
She started off halfway around the track in the Democratic primary. Very high support, very high name recognition, and still at the end of the day, Steve Grossman almost caught her. So she's in a way got to restart the engine and build some new momentum.
Coakley has suffered from an image problem throughout this race. Fellow Democrats have questioned her viability to capture the corner office because of her loss in the 2010 Senate election.
But Charlie Baker faces some real long-term challenges. You know, he still starts off behind in the polls, you know, behind Martha Coakley, and still has to figure out a way to thread the needle with the women's vote.
And Baker has image troubles of his own. He lost this same race to Governor Patrick 4 years ago, and Democrats will be sure to remind voters why. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.